Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a West Des Moines Community Schools podcast series where we interview students, staff, parents, or community leaders. Each plays an important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Hi, my name is Nicole Wiegand, and I work for West Des Moines Community Schools in the School Community Relations Office. And I'm here today with Christina and Cameron Bai, the author and illustrator of the new children's book, Papa Bill and Oscar. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you both could take a moment just to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what you do within West Des Moines Community Schools.
Yeah, thanks for having us. My name is Christina Bai, and I'm the author of Papa Bill and Oscar. I taught in Des Moines before working in West Des Moines, but I've been in West Des Moines now for 18 years in the same position at the same school, which is third grade at Jordan Creek Elementary.
Awesome. And what about you, Cameron?
My name is Cameron Bai, and I am a senior at Valley. I illustrated the book, and I'm involved in a lot of art there too, but I went to school with Jordan Creek, Stillwell, Southwood, so I've been in the district for a while too.
Awesome. So I just read through the book for the first time. For anyone who hasn't had the chance to read through the book, if you could just give us like a very like recap of just kind of what it's about.
My dad was always a believer that cardinals were, you know, a visitor from heaven. And so, and we did have cardinals visit us a lot afterwards, and we had a lot of signs. But the story takes place in Lake of the Ozarks, and my dad worked on a boat dock there. So he ran a boat dock, and Oscar was one of the girls' dogs that he worked with. And so they brought Oscar every day to the dock, and him and my dad just became best friends. They fished together, they chased ducks together. My dad liked to, you know, tease them all the time, and they just had a great relationship. And so it's just about things that they did on the dock and what Oscar did. Oscar's very popular and very well known. They have t-shirts of Oscar at the lake. And so that's pretty much what the story is about. And then it comes to that point where there's loss involved. And so my dad did suddenly die of a heart attack, and that's not in the book, but his death was very sudden. And so the girls were very upset, and Oscar was very lost. You know, he did not know where Papa Bill went, and there was a lot of confusion for him for a while. So it goes on how this cardinal comes and they become friends. And after my dad's death, the girls from the dock did call me and say there was a cardinal playing with Oscar. So,
no,
you know, yeah, totally.
And that's incredible.
Yeah. And so that how it came in the end. And actually the front cover wasn't going to be the front cover. And her and I went kind of back and forth on that illustration too, because I wanted, but it just turned out, it was beautiful. It just turned out exactly the way it was supposed to turn out.
Absolutely. Super, super touching story. Beautiful illustrations and so well told. Could you tell me a little bit about the first time that an idea for anything about this, for the book itself came to be, and just really how you wanted to honor your dad and your grandpa's memory with that?
Yeah, I think it probably first came to us when we were leaving his celebration of life in the Lake of the Ozarks. We've always loved the story, because it's just a great story, and it's a true story, of course, with some fiction in it. But we just have always thought it was the story that people needed to hear, because everybody thought Oscar was my dad's dog, and it was not. Mm-hmm. But so that's kind of how we first talked about it. But of course, we were still mourning and sad, and so nothing came upon that for quite a while.
Take a look in here too. Sorry. I was just thinking about, I keep getting hung up, Oscar's my cat's name too.
Oh,
so like
funny.
I was reading through this and I was
that.
Like, I just immediately Oscar had a personal connection to that.
Aww.
Yeah, absolutely. So whenever the idea to write the story up, to share it came together, was that yours? And did you approach Cameron and say, hey, you know, like you have this artistic talent. Is this something you would, tell me a little bit about that conversation and just the process of working on this type of thing with a family member.
Well, I think if I remember right, we had decided I was going to write a story, and we kind of all had involvement at first with it. Like what parts are we going to talk about? And like the dogs in the boat, for instance, are all real dogs. One was our dog that we had, and then all of our friends' dogs. So it was fun kind of putting some of that into it. And then we decided she would illustrate. You want to talk about how our relationship was when we illustrate?
And to give us some context, when did the process for this begin? Like, how many years?
Oh, what was it? 2021, maybe?
Okay.
Probably right around there. 2020, 2021. I think during the pandemic is when we sat down and we said, let's just draft a story out.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. But then the illustrations.
Yeah, she wanted cartoon drawings, and that's not something that I'm good at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you want me to illustrate it, it's not going to be possible. And so we came to agreements, though. We sat down and we're like, we want it this way. I think this would look good. This arrangement would be nice. And so we came to an agreement on everything, and it ended up working out. So,
Cameron, can you tell me a little bit about how illustrating these and I don't know exactly how old you would have been going to the lake when you were little or how when you started going, but just like being able to bring these memories kind of to life in art. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we've been going there for as long as I can remember. I mean, there's pictures of me tiny at the dock, and a lot of pictures think God, Mom is a huge photographer, takes pictures of everything, because I just look through albums, mm-hmm. and I look through pictures, and that's what I used for a lot of my references when I was drawing. I used myself in there a couple times, and those memories I wanted to represent as well as I could in those pictures.
Absolutely. And I noticed toward the end, which I loved, were kind of some prompts for if you're reading with children, especially if this is something where they're processing something similar or something like that. And I apologize if this question is, but was the creative process here for both of you helpful in kind of processing that grief also and kind of just, you know, moving through it and preserving that really, really happy, loving memory?
Right. Absolutely. I have to be honest, I would have to read it alone for a while the first few times. And even when it was published, I had not read it all the way through, like grabbed the book and read it because I couldn't. I actually, my kids in my classroom were so good about letting me practice reading it to them because we had a book signing at Barnes & Noble, and I was very nervous because I had to do a read aloud. I was very nervous I was going to start crying, you know? So I said, can you guys just kind of be my guinea pigs and let me read to you? And then the first time I read it to them, I cried. By the second time I read it, I was better. You know, mm-hmm. So it's just getting through it. But it was very therapeutic for me, and honoring who he was. And he still lives through everybody that's down there. So yeah, so it was for me.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, I mean, I think that the cardinal imagery is so, it touches a lot of people, you know,
right?
And it's sometimes just one of those things that you need to get you through your day when you see one of those come visit. To switch to, I don't want to say happier, I want to talk about the process of getting published because I have no idea how any of that works. So we don't have to get too like into details, but just kind of talk about like your experience with that, and then I don't know, maybe what it felt like to see your book on Amazon for the first time, because that has to be crazy, right?
That part was pretty cool, I have to admit. The process was tougher than I thought it was going to be, as far as just you have to do a lot of learning on your own. You don't hook up with a publisher and then they tell you everything that you need to do. It was me searching the internet, seeing what I needed to have kind of ready to present to a publisher. And I was very lucky. Like today I was talking to my kids, Dr. Seuss, you know, his first book was Cat in the Hat. It was turned down 27 times, you know, and I'm like, we were so lucky. I mean, just think if he didn't stop trying, you know, stop trying, he would not be well known. But we were very lucky because I went to a Christian publishing company because of the background a little bit with the book. And we got lucky and they took the book right away. But it's a lot of back and forth. Everything's done via email. And that was really hard. And then it was just little steps. They'd send us something. We'd edit it. They didn't do a lot of editing. That was mainly me.
Yeah.
And so that whole process took over probably a year.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron, how long would you say from like initial, I don't know, if you did conceptual sketches to your kind of final drawings, what was that process like, timeline, and also just working in maybe a style that was, I mean, how, I know that you do a lot of like very photorealistic. Mm-hmm. So talk about how this was maybe different or than what you normally would work on.
I do a lot of digital stuff on my iPad. And the way I set it up is a little bit different because I do sketch on my iPad sometimes, or sometimes I'll sketch on paper and take a picture of it, put it into my iPad. But each drawing took at least 25 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they are very time consuming and tedious, but I wanted to make sure they look the best that they can. And mm-hmm. it's funny because some of those drawings are already 2 years old. And, you know, looking back, I'm like, oh, I wish I would have changed or I wish I could do that better now. But
that one looks almost like a photo. That's incredible.
It does.
So, yeah, just I feel like my drawings on my iPad, I can make a little bit more photorealistic, which is why I chose to do my iPad. And I just think it looks better, more professional for a book rather than something scanned in from colored pencils or something I normally would do.
Digital art is one of the things that when I was in school, I wish would have existed because there's, and I see Valley students whenever I'm over there doing incredible things with like tablets and things like that. And so I'm so curious about all of it, but yeah, it's absolutely incredible drawings.
The one thing about it was kind of cool though, because you do the script first, you don't do any pictures. They don't want to look at pictures.
Oh, yet. Sure. Okay.
Because a lot of times you hire out, they will mm-hmm. tell you who will do your pictures for you, or you pick another illustrator. But we didn't have the pictures done yet, so they accepted the script or the text, and then we had to go through, okay, at this chunk, we're going to have this picture, and this, and this, and then I think the picture started. I think we didn't do any pictures until...
It took like, what, a year and a half mm-hmm. to finish?
Yeah. That was on her a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole process, though.
I know, it was. She had other things going on,
So I want to talk a little bit about the book's future, but first I want to talk about future plans for you. You're a senior.
I am.
And just wanted to talk about anything you had planned after graduation or anything you wanted to pursue. Leave it kind of open to you.
I'm actually not going into art, which my whole family is very upset about. But art for me is just, it's fun until it's not. Like the minute someone's like, you should draw this, I'm like, I'd rather do what I want to do.
Yep.
But I mean, I guess kind of relating to the book, I love animals and I love drawing animals, and I want to go into animal ecology or biology of some sort. Not quite sure what I want to do. I just mm-hmm. know I want to work with animals.
Absolutely.
Which is why I'm going to Iowa State. And I might eventually do art on the side just to make some extra money, sell it online, make my own little shop or something. But that's the plan for now.
Yeah. I actually was over at Valley filming something the other day, and I saw the display of your art kind of in the main hallway. Mm-hmm. And the piece that caught my eye particularly was the, I want to say, pelicans with maybe some found objects. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about that piece?
That was my, we have like themes kind of for each piece we have to do in AP art, and that was my mixed media piece, which I don't usually do, so mm-hmm. it was an interesting challenge. But I drew the pelicans on my iPad like I did with the book, and I cut them out, and then I added, instead of normal picnic food like mm-hmm. you and I would have, I did literal pieces of plastic that I found from my trash. Mm-hmm. I glued them on to my drawing. That's how I came up with that idea.
Does that kind of tie into like ecology and like that sort of land stewardship or something that you want to study?
Well, in AP bio we have to have AP studio art, we have to have a sustained investigation. It's really up to you what you want to do, but I decided to do human impacts on wildlife, so I'm kind of going through a series of like, and that one was plastic pollution. And so each piece I do, I try and add a different environmental cause that's going on.
Wow, that's incredible that there's that underlayer of kind of like social causes incorporated into studio art. That's amazing. Yeah. In terms of kind of next steps for the book, we'll have a link along with this where people can purchase it. But locally, is there anywhere where people could stop by? And do you have any events or any promotion planned soon?
Far as buying it locally, a friend of mine just told me that there's a bunch of copies at the Barnes & Noble and University. I think the Jordan Creek one is out. When we had a book signing there, we could sell out of them.
Yeah.
We did a fundraiser for Jordan Creek, so it didn't benefit us, but benefited them, and that was what was important. And then we hopefully will be having something at the public library soon coming up.
Oh, fun.
And that's
there's,
all we...
There's some copies of Lutheran Church of Hope.
Oh, yeah. Lutheran Church of Hope has it in their cafe if they want copies right now. But Amazon and pretty much if they just Google it, there's tons of places that have it for sale, which is really fun to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit, I guess, just about that feeling of like... You've worked so hard on this kind of behind the scenes, and maybe people know it's happening, but to have it like this, you can hold it in your hands. Like, tell me how cool that felt.
It was so cool. Like, I kind of been looking for it because the Christian Faith Publishing had told me that it will be you'll start seeing it out on Amazon soon. So I kept checking Amazon, it wouldn't be there. And then I was at school actually working, and I was at lunch, and I thought, I'm going to look really quick. And I put it on Amazon and boom, there it was. I was like, and I went and got my team members. I'm like, look, you know, it was very, very exciting. It just, my heart, I don't know. I just, it felt very good, but it was, you know, I say it's kind of one of those, it's a book that, I don't know the words I'm looking for. It's bittersweet. Maybe it's a very hard thing to deal with, but I will tell you, it's worked in our classroom. So my classroom so far, I've had a couple students who have lost grandparents this year. And they bought the book, and you know, a couple parents have told me thank you. It's been great for that. Our counselor, Mrs. Tickus, has used it for their grief unit, and she said there's been a ton of connections for that. So I'm thankful for that, and that that's what it's about. It's really to help others deal with such a horrible, hard thing. Mm-hmm.
In a lighthearted way for kids to understand.
Mm-hmm. In a lighthearted way, yeah.
In a very beautiful way too.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you ladies would like to share before? Perfect. Thank you again much for joining us today. Again, my name is Nicole Wiegand. I work in the School Community Relations Department for West Des Moines Community Schools, and I'm here with Christina and Cameron By, the authors of Papa Bill and Oscar, which you can find on Amazon and bookstores everywhere.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes, a West Des Moines Community Schools podcast. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website at wdmcs.org or our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter accounts. Subscribe to our podcast on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean, Spotify, or YouTube.